Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. Praise the Lord. We have a beautiful, beautiful day before us. Yes, sir. Christmas season. A time where joy be overflowing in our hearts as God blessed us this week. Reminded, the question was asked, what is the good news? The good news. And now we should have that answer. Good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came into this world. Hallelujah. Not only to fulfill the law, but being great, come form of grace and mercy and Savior, salvation, ruler, and King. Hallelujah. Majestic glory and honor due his name. Thank you. This morning, those that are turned aside, praise the Lord, that may come to be a blessing and come receive a blessing. Oh, hallelujah. We thank the Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God, we come with thanksgiving up on our hearts, thanking you how you blessed us. Many of us, Father, lay down in faith, hoping and expecting to see this day, but God, you made it a reality. We said, thank you. Our hearts are overjoyed, overflowed with your goodness and your mercy. You allow Christmas to be in our hearts because of the things that you have done, because of what you have set before us and we have accepted. We say thank you, Father. We realize that we were born in sin and shaping in iniquity, but you allowed us to be reborn again. And thank you for this salvation wrapped in swaddling clothes in a babe, oh, lying in a manger that you came. You allowed to come, hallelujah, through a babe. And we said thank you for blessing our minds that we would receive and accept the things that you have done. So then we ask that you come square our minds, our hearts, our spirits, oh, to receive and understand what you have for us this day. In Jesus' name, we do pray and we do thank God. We just count it all joy. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning to you, brother.
Good morning. Good morning. I was sort of tied up at the moment, Reverend Henry, but I'm here. I'm having some issues at my job, but I'm here. How you
Praise
doing today?
God bless you. Just wonderful. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice. Good to even be able to.
Yes, that.
Hey, Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir.
Reverend Henry. You know. Mm-hmm. God's good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, he's good. He's great. He's better than good. And just want to thank you. Just want to thank you.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. That's it, man.
I'm feeling good right now.
That's all right, man.
Got a few little aches and pain, but it's like I got a happy spirit this morning.
Amen. We thank God for that. It's worthy to be praised and to be acknowledged because many just angry to be angry or grumpy to just be grumpy. But he bless you with joy, happiness, peace in your heart, even regardless of how the body feels, but the soul and the spirit, hallelujah, of man is happy. That's great joy right there. Hallelujah. That's a good start. Yes, God, let that remain in the heart because that what will help keep you, praise the Lord, that will surely help keep you through any storm, through any weather, through any chastisement. Yes, that will keep the praise of God. We thank God for that. We thank God for that. We thank God for this good news. He's been blessing us. Last week, we just started thanking him. We just started having that spirit of just being thankful and just wanted to praise God. And God has really blessed us with joy, with the Christmas spirit to look at not only what this season brings about, but look at the beginning of how this season came about. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Look at the good news that he allowed and presented it before us. Thank the Lord for this. Luke, we are still in Luke, this first chapter. First chapter of Luke, we stop after that 56th verse, Mary, when she aboard, and with about 3 months, with Elizabeth in her own house, hallelujah. And she returned into her own house after she was there helping and preparing for the birth. Thank you, Lord. And at this 57th verse says, now Elizabeth full time came that she should be delivered. And she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. Praise the Lord. They rejoiced with her, and it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. But let's look back up at this 57 verse. Now Elizabeth full time was come that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And you know, usually when you bring forth a male child, if it's the first male of the family, usually they name it after the father's name. But this case is going to be different. We'll find out. The baby, the cousin, they came around and they heard of this. And joy was about and the great mercy, how mercy had been shown upon her, and rejoiced with her. Usually, the Bible usually tells us that we should rejoice when someone passed, and mourn when someone is born. But this one here is different. This is a different case here, because we have the forerunner being born here, and we're gonna be introduced unto salvation. How about that? Thank you, Lord. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. They called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by his name. And they made signs to his father and how he would have him called. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, his name is John, and they marveled. But look at this verse 64. And his mouth was open immediately, and his tongue loose, and he spake and praised God. His mouth was closed. He could not speak. That's why he asked for that writing tablet, because of belief, his mouth was immediately open, and his tongue was loose, and he spake, and he praised God. For he knew it was God that shut his mouth. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will cause you to be silent, but the blessing of it is when you have been through that God has put you through, then he will lift things up off you. And yet immediately when you have been lifted up out of something, the main thing, first thing you should do is speak and praise God. I believe it was unbelief. Oh, hallelujah. Unbelief that caused mouth to be closed. Oh, hallelujah. Zacharias recovered his speech, but unbelief closed his mouth, and believing opened it again. He believers, therefore, we should speak. When God opened our lips, our mouth must show forth his praise and Better to be without speech than not use it in praising God. It is said that the hand of the Lord was working with John. Hallelujah. God has a ways of working on children, even in the infancy, which we cannot account for, but we should observe the dealing of God and wait for the bit. You know, God tells us, help the little children not, but let them come. Hallelujah. God can do a work. God has a communication with the soul and the spirit, no matter how young. We as men look on age, but God don't have to. He's not limited to looking upon the age of an individual. Hallelujah. He said, don't tell me what you can and cannot do, because I knew you before I formed you in the belly. I knew about you. So here it is. Thank you, Lord. Here it is. Here it is even, hallelujah, in just being born. Hallelujah. And then he took the child. Praise the Lord. Excuse me. And praise. Hallelujah. Sitting this Holy Spirit trying to check himself just a little bit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. They called him Zacharias after the name of his father, and his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. Hallelujah. Now they marveled and they wondered, why would this name be? And they made signs, because at this time, back around, I told you, he could not speak. Hallelujah. But he asked for this writing tablet and wrote it, saying his name is called John. And they marveled all, and his mouth was open immediately, and his tongue loose, and he spake and praised God, and fear came on all that dwelt round about them. And all these things were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. Praise the Lord. And all they that heard them laid they up in their hearts, saying, what manner of child shall this be? The hand of the Lord was with him, as I said. Oh, hallelujah. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. Hallelujah. When God shows up, when God comes into, hallelujah, into your situation, you should not take it lightly, but you should set aside and see the great wonders that is being fulfilled right before your eyes. Here is a man that the speech was taken from him, hallelujah, but once he did what the Lord wanted him to do, once he had accomplished the thing and went through that God had put him through, God opened his mouth and loosed his tongue, and fear came upon all of them that dwelt round about. All this was saying and noise abroad throughout the hills country of Judea, and all that heard it laid it went into their hearts, say, what matter, child, shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him, hallelujah. And Zechariah, filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, prophesied, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he had visited and redeemed his people, and had raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hath us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He allowed the forerunner become the one that will forerun our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessings. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, grace, mercy, salvation. Hallelujah. Is coming. Hallelujah. But the forerunner will come. Hallelujah. Teaches that has been, it's going to be a little different now because the forerunner will come. It is come now. Hallelujah. That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to redeem his holy covenant. Hallelujah. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to redeem his holy covenant. Redeem his holy covenant. Hallelujah. The covenant he made with man. God, our God, is a covenant God. If you would do this for me, this what will I will do for you. We come into a covenant with him. Hallelujah. And I know you know the law of Moses. Hallelujah. And then some laws were just too many for us to keep, but one is coming, hallelujah, and is come to fulfill that we could not fulfill. And he did not even discredit the prophets, but he came, hallelujah, hallelujah, to fulfill the law and to help out those that were trying to keep it, those that were trying to tell about it, those that were trying to put it forth. He came to help us with an impossible thing that was to us, but before salvation came. Hallelujah. To perform the promise, the mercy, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to redeem his holy covenant. The oak which he sware to our father Abraham. Hallelujah. God is a fulfiller. Of a promise, hallelujah, hallelujah, that he spoke to Abraham, which became Abraham, the oak which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. We'll be able to serve him without fear. We'll be able to serve him in spite of. We'll be able to serve him and wouldn't have to be worried about the taskmasters. We'll be able to serve him, wouldn't have to do it in secret. We'll be openly be able to serve him, that he would grant unto us, then we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, our deliverer, might serve him without fear and holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is. Excuse me. The gospel is, discovering. It shows that about which we were utterly in the dark. Here to give light to those that's darkness, light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ is reviving. It brings light to those that sit in the shadow of death and see, we were in the shadow of death, and as a condemned prisoner we were in the dungeons, we were It is a directing. It is to guide our feet in the way of peace, to that we, into that way which we will bring us to peace at last. Hallelujah. Dunn gave proof of strong faith. Hallelujah. Strong, vigorous, and holy affection, and of being above the fear and love of the world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As it is in Romans, I believe the third chapter, 17, and the way of peace have they not known. They had not known this way of peace, but came forth as a forerunner to show them, hallelujah, prepare the way of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Gave them proof of strong faith, hallelujah, even as a witness in the womb, hallelujah, when the presence of the Lord came, hallelujah, he recognized it even in the womb when he felt the presence of God, hallelujah. When Mary came in the presence of Elizabeth, hallelujah, John was a witness then. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest. Thou shalt go for the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercies of our God, whereby the day springs from a high has visited us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. To give light to zeal, praise the Lord, that set in darkness and in the shadow of death, guide our feet into the way of peace. As Romans 3:17 told us, a way that they never knew before. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise all of this. Hallelujah. 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 What was Zechariah, when his mouth was loosed, hallelujah, he started to prophesy in this. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. He has visited us and redeemed his people. They acknowledging what God has done. How many times we look over what God has done. How many times we don't realize what God has done. When you realize what he has done, the blessing he has already done, it gives you strength in the situation that you are in. Though the body be afflicted with pain, but there's joy in the spirit. Hallelujah. There's joy in the spirit, that your spirits are lifted. Hallelujah. And your soul is made glad for what is within you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All of this explained to us the question that was asked, what is the good news? What is the good news? And here is our good news. Hallelujah. Here is our good news that the forerunner, hallelujah, was born to be just that, the forerunner. Hallelujah. To explain to you and make a way for what was coming concerning, hallelujah, the kingdom, and salvation of the Messiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The gospel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the gospel that you allowed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be born unto us a Savior. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That we should. We don't have to fear our enemies. Hallelujah. Because of that, if we accept what you have done for us, and what you have given unto us, accept Jesus in our heart as our Lord and Savior and commune with him, open up our hearts unto him. Hallelujah. That the promise may be fulfilled within us. Reform the mercy promise to our fathers as we remember this holy covenant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we should serve the Lord. Serve him with fear. Hallelujah. That we should serve the Lord. Not to just gain knowledge, but do something with the knowledge that we do have of him. Serve the Lord in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Except the babe that was born in Bethlehem, one that was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Hallelujah. 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 Accept it in our hearts, and you can have Christmas in your heart every day if you accept. Hallelujah. Just not only in this season, but let it continue even past December and carry on into the new year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What he has done, and remember it. Hallelujah. Remember him. Remember his holy covenant. Remember the oak. Hallelujah. Remember God's promises, and he'll be fulfilled within your heart. God bless you. This is what I have for you today. God bless you. Hallelujah. There's a whole lot of meat on the bone that we can go back over. But hallelujah. We thank God. We'll probably revisit this some more because there's a whole lot. But this is what I have for you on this day. This is this day our daily bread. And if we visit it again Monday, it'll be Monday's day, our daily bread. New mercies will be given upon it. A new revelation will be given upon it. Hallelujah. But it is this day our daily bread. God bless you. Thank you, Angel, for what you have sent in. God, these golden nuggets, as we call them, another mercy of God, another grace of God, another love of God shown forth, a work for progress, a work in progress. Excuse me, a work in progress. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. He sends in, and also it says, God's unseen work in our hearts produces fruit in our lives. Yeah, because see, it's within your heart. When you do what is in your heart, what God has planted, nobody can look into your heart and see, but God can put something in your heart. And when you do it from the heart, it produces the fruit into your life. If he has patience, if he has the first fruits in your heart, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, hallelujah, hallelujah, self-control, hallelujah. It can, if it's in your heart, it's going to show forth as a fruit where others might see it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And also she gave us Christmas rest. Christmas rest. Our souls find rest when in rest in God. Our soul finds rest when it rests in God. That's so true. So to Christmas come so that all who labor under the weight law that can never be fulfilled might find rest through the forgiveness Christ offers. Yeah, you might have a weight upon your shoulder, and others might know your weight, and they can't see the things that God has done for you because of the weight that is on your shoulder. Hallelujah. But you can find rest in him. You can find vindication in him, forgiveness in him. Hallelujah. He says, come unto me, all ye labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, and I'll give you rest. Hallelujah. In a world that is too much for us to bear alone, Christ has come to bring us into a revelation with him and give us rest. Our souls find rest when it rests in God. Christmas rest. I hear you. Thank you. And our covering, the only permanent covering for sin is the blood of Christ. Being right with God is a gift from him. Jesus, the Lamb, is God's way to cover us. You're so right about it. Jesus, the Lamb of God, that's his way of God covering us. Hallelujah. For he covered us with his blood. He covered us. Hallelujah. He covered us with his blood. Hallelujah. The only permanent covering for sin is the blood of Christ. The only. Hallelujah. The only permanent covering for sin is the blood of Christ, our covering. Thank you. Be to God. Blessed is the one whose transgression are forgiven, whose sin are covered. Let me read it again. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Romans. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 32:1. Also, that's in Romans 3:21-26. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Amy, for our covering, Christmas rest, and a work in progress. God bless you. Hallelujah. Right now, if someone want to push the one button, I left a lot of room, a lot of meat. Someone want to push the one button, say thank you, or ask for prayer, or want to add, or maybe God gave them a revelation, this word today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now is the time if you push the one button. Hallelujah. But we thank God for what he has done already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have one?
Not at the moment, Reverend Henry, but I just want to say thank you. Uh-oh. I've been back and forth trying to get loaded and still, so I've been missing a little bit, but I just thank you for just taking the time out.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We thank him. We tell him thank you. Boy, he has blessed us once again. Like I said, it was short and sweet, but it was this day, our daily bread, and a lot of us slept explanatory, but God still can add, hallelujah, add unto that. That was already given, but we thank God for what he has done. If there be no pushes of the one button, we'll pray and continue to let God have his way, even in our hearts, hallelujah, even in this Christmas season. We pray for safety. Hallelujah. We pray for, hallelujah, that the love of God will overshadow our home, that the love of God, hallelujah, in this spirit of giving, that the love of God will be seen though someone may see and admire and ask, what must I do to be saved? That the love of God may so fill our hearts that will cover instead of someone doing evil to someone else, but that the love of God will be so strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That it was able to, it's able to hide a multitude of sin. The love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for his love. Even in this lesson, we pray that your power to your heart with the love of God. As we pray, Father God in heaven, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us. Thank you, Lord, for the way that you have made. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And as we rest with this within our hearts, Father God, bless. Hallelujah. Bless, Father. Bless. Let this word be just what you have it to be. Let it resonate within our hearts. Let us carry it throughout the day, throughout the weekend, Father God. It be thou will. Let us assemble again with thanksgiving upon our hearts of Monday. Hallelujah. And surely Sunday for those that will go into the house of the Lord and sing your praise. Hallelujah. That will come together. Hallelujah. Forsaken not the gathering of the saints, but would come together and worship you. Bless us even before then to worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those that played a part, those that just listen and pray. We thank you. Those that turn aside and call, we thank you for them. Thank you for, amen, continue to bless us. Give us, hallelujah, such a household. Hallelujah. Let love, joy, peace reign, that even bless the body in Jesus' name. Bless Brother Nutty. Bless him. Increase his spirit of happiness, joy, hallelujah, to be happy, hallelujah. And the battle's already won when we are happy in the Lord and we're thankful of the Lord. No matter what storm will come, thanksgiving is already within our hearts. So we're saying, and just have your way, oh Lord. And we trust you with our lives and bless it to be just all you would have it to be. In Jesus' name, we want to thank you. We want to tell you we love you. We love you. Thank you. We pray for all those, Father God. Cover this entire world with your love, oh, with your healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for allowing Christ to come. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Church. I just love having church. Walk with me, Lord, and walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me, Lord.
My.